Tonight, Brother Louis McCray, he's the minister of the Taylorville Church of Christ in Taylorsville, Mississippi. He said he's going to talk to us about, do you know what's in Christ? 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10. All right, McCray, let's see what you got.
Amen, amen. I want to say good evening to everybody, and what a blessing it is to still be in the land of the living. And God has allowed all of us to see a day that we never saw before and a day that we'll never see again. So as we come tonight with our Bibles open and our minds open to receive the engrafted word, which is able to save our soul, I want you to know tonight, if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, the one that you can read about in the Bible, my brother has already stated that this gospel call was put together with you in mind. And there will be some things said tonight, that some investigation of the scripture, that I would just ask you to open up your mind, just read along with and follow along with me in the Bible as we study God's word. Because the subject tonight is, do you know what's in Christ? And I want to just take my time tonight, and I'm going to ask a question before we get started. Will you depart this life in Christ Jesus? Will you depart this life in Christ Jesus? You know, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 16, that the dead in Christ will rise first. So I want you to know tonight that if you are lost, that's because you're not saved. And if you're on the outside, it's because you're not on the inside. And if you're a sinner, then you're not a saint. And it's because you're not a saint because you have not obeyed Christ, and you are a sinner because of sin. And I want to take my time tonight, and I want you to understand that God is seeking to help you tonight to understand what's in Christ Jesus. See, it's all about being in Christ and being in Him. And tonight I want to just take my time, because a lot of us are going through the storms of life. But I want you to know that Christ Jesus, when you get into Christ, He can calm the storms of life. Follow along with me. Let's go to the book of Psalms. 107th chapter, the book of Psalms, 107 and verses number 29. Watch what the Bible says. Watch what the Bible says. Jesus can, He can calm the storms of life. Watch what the Bible says. The Bible, it's good. He said He calms the storm so that its waves are still. See, many of us don't understand that you need to be in Christ, because you got a lot of storms that's going on in your life. But Christ can not only save you, but He can calm the storms in your life. And not only can He calm the storms in your life, but you can find refuge from the storm in Christ. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 25. Just take your time with me tonight as I said my introduction. Isaiah chapter 25 and verses number 4. Watch what the Bible says. We're going to give you the book, the chapter, and the verse, because we want you to understand and we want you to know what's in Christ Jesus tonight. Isaiah, the chapter is 25 and the verse is 4. Watch what the Bible says. For you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in distress. Watch it now. A refuge from the storm and a shade from the heat. See, we need to understand that you need to be in Christ tonight, because you got some storms going on in your life that can be calmed in Christ Jesus. And you can find refuge from the storm in Christ Jesus. Tonight, as we look at, are you saved? Are you inside? Are you a saint because of Christ? Or are you lost? Are you outside? Are you a sinner because of sin? I want you to know tonight that as we look at the Word of God, that a lot of us who are lost and that's outside and we are sinners because of sin, we sit in darkness in the shadow of death. We are sitting in darkness in the shadow of death, because we are outside the will of God, because we are lost, and because we are sinners because of sin. You know, the Bible teaches us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's Romans chapter 3 and verse number 23. And the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 6 and verse number 23 that the wages of sin is death. You know, we're going to die one time physically, but why do we have to die spiritually? I want you to know tonight, as I keep asking this question, will you depart this life in Christ? Because we know we're going to die, but will you die in Christ? We're going to talk about the things that you need to know that's in Christ tonight. The Bible teaches us. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verses number 10. Let's start looking at some of the things that's in Christ. This is the reason that you need to come in the inside. This is the reason that you don't need to continue to have a lost condition. This is the reason that you don't need to continue to be a sinner because of sin, because he wants to save you. He wants to save you. Listen to what the Bible says. I like the word of God because it'll help all of us see the truth. The Bible teaches us in 2 Timothy. Turn your pages, take your time. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 10. It's not about the messenger. It's about the message. It's not about the messenger. Let's get that clear. But it's about the message. And the message is coming from the word of God, which is able to save your soul. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 10, the Bible says, therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that, watching now, that they also may obtain the salvation which is, well, in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. See, everything you need is in Christ Jesus. Salvation is in Christ Jesus. See, in Christ, Christ is the Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. John chapter 1 and verse number 29. Let me say this again, that Christ Jesus is the Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world because he is the Son of God. So the Son of God is the Lamb of God. We're talking about Christ, the Savior of the world. Yeah, he wants to save you. He wants you to come inside. He wants you to be a saint. He's willing to do what he's going to do. Are you willing to do what you need to do? Because he wants to save you tonight. He wants you to have all spiritual blessings. Watch what the Bible says in Ephesians. The chapter is 1 and verses number 3. He wants you to have all these spiritual blessings that he have to offer. Watch what the Bible says in Ephesians. The chapter is 1 and verses number 3. Take your time. I want you to turn your pages. Don't believe Brother McRae, but you got to believe the word of God, because this lesson was put in mind with you in mind. Because let me tell you something. In every church, there's a Bible, but every Bible, watch it now, does not have but one church. See, in every church, they have a Bible, but every church is not found in this Bible. And we need to understand when people be telling us things, we need to stay with the scripture, and we need to stay with the word of God. Watch what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 3. He said, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, where? In Christ. So wait a minute now. You got to be in Christ. You got to be in Christ to receive the spiritual blessing. You got to be in Christ to be delivered, because salvation ain't nothing but deliverance. See, you'll be delivered in Christ Jesus. Why do you need to do this? Because salvation is there, and all spiritual blessings is there. But you know what? When you are lost, and when you're on the outside, and when you're a sinner because of sin, God will share his physical blessings with you, because it's a physical blessing to be able to feel the rain and be able to feel the sun. What does the Bible say in Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 45? Read this for yourself and write it down. I want you to remember it. The Bible says in Matthew, the chapter is 5. See, on the inside, you receive spiritual blessings. On the outside, God will share physical blessings with you. That's what the Bible says. Take the time and turn the pages. I don't want you to believe me. I want you to lay your eyes on the word of God. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 45. Watch what the Bible says. Jesus is speaking himself. He said, that you may know, that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven. For he maketh his Son to rise on the evil and on the good. And he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. So wait a minute now. So now, when the sun shines, it shines on the good and it shines on the bad. It shines on the evil, and it shines on the good. When the rain falls, it falls on the just, and it falls on the unjust. But only in Christ will you receive spiritual blessings. Don't you want these blessings that Christ got for you? Don't you want what the Son of God came to do for you? He came to take away the sin of the world, according to the Bible. God loved this world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Did you know that everlasting life is connected to Christ? Yeah, everlasting life is connected to Christ. If you didn't know, you need to know tonight. Let's go to the scripture. Watch what the Bible says. Let's go to the book of John. Let's go to the book of 1 John. See, I like the word of God because it's good. It'll help you out. See, God's word is good. Let's go to 1 John, the chapter 5, and let's look at verses 11 and 12. Take your time again, and I'll meet you over there in a few minutes because we want you to know, and because you need to know what's in Christ Jesus. All spiritual blessings are there. Salvation is there. Yeah, and eternal life is connected to Christ. That's why you need to be there. Because you can receive the spiritual blessing, you can be delivered from your sin, and you will no longer be a sinner. You'll be a saint, and you'll be on the inside, and you'll be saved. Why? Because of Christ. See, I know the Bible is right. Do you want everlasting life? Yeah, the Bible then told us that the dead in Christ will rise first. Do you want to be a part of the people of God? Do you want to be a saint? Are you not tired of being a sinner? Do you want to change your condition and your position? Watch what the Bible said. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12, the Bible says this is the testimony that God has given us what? Eternal life. And this life is where? In his Son, who is the Lamb of God, who came to take away the sins of the world, and who is the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Yeah, that's why we want you to know what's in Christ. Do you know what's in Christ? Eternal life is in Christ. Spiritual blessings, all of them are in Christ. Salvation is in Christ. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for letting us know that you can calm the storms of life in your Son, that we can find refuge from the storm in your Son. I know God is good. I remember the time when I was lost and on the outside, and I was a sinner because of sin. I was separated from God because the Bible says in Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, that I couldn't pray to God because sin has me separated from God. I remember that. I remember that just like yesterday. And somebody came along and more perfectly explained the word of God to me. And I was able to change my position because I understood my condition, that I was lost and I was on the outside of Christ and that I was a sinner because of sin and I was separated from God and I couldn't pray to God and God wasn't hearing me, that I needed to be, my condition needed to change, that I needed to be saved and I needed to be on the inside where I can be a saint and where I can become righteous and pray to God. Because God does not hear sinners, but he hears the righteous. See, I know the Bible is right. And we need to stick with the Bible. See, God has been good to all of us, and we need to quit trying to pray to God and obey God. Many of us who are lost and on the outside of God's will, we need to quit trying to pray to God and obey God. Then we can pray to God. See, I know the Bible tells me that he heals the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. See, my Bible told me that, and I know the Bible is right. Somebody ought to say amen tonight. Watch what the Word of God says. Watch what the Bible says in 1 Peter. 1 Peter, stay with me now. We're trying to do something here. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 12. Watch what the Bible says. I want you to read it for yourself. Don't believe, Brother McRae, but you got to believe the Bible. The Bible says, watch it now, for the eyes of the Lord are on who? The righteous. He didn't say his eyes was on nobody but the righteous. So you need to become a part of the righteous. Well, how do you do that, Brother Mike Ray? You need to be in Christ. And before this lesson is over, we're going to show you how to get into Christ so you can be part of the righteous, so you can be saved, so you can come on the inside, so you can be a saint, and you can be a Christian, and you can pray to God because you obeyed God, and now you're a child of God. Ain't that good? I know God is good. Watch what the Bible says. I like it, the word of God, because it helps you out. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Lord, have mercy. Will you depart this life in Christ? What's in Christ, Brother McRae, that they need to know? Do you know what's in Christ? All spiritual blessings is in Christ. Ephesians 1 and 3. Yeah, salvation is in Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And verse number 10, everything we need is in Christ. Well, Brother McRae, what else is in Christ that they need to know? Let's look at the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse number 24 before we go. Romans chapter 3 and verse number 24. Watch what the word of God said. I thank God for the Bible. Watch what the Bible says. Take your time. I want you to turn over there and read it with me. Romans chapter 3, verse number 24. The Bible says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is, watch it now, that is where? In Christ Jesus. Not only are spiritual blessings there, salvation is there, and redemption is found in Christ, who is the Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. Yeah, I know the Bible is right. Don't you want to be a part of the faith? Don't you want to be a part of the body of Christ, which is the church of Christ? Don't you want to be a Christian tonight? Yeah, you can be a Christian tonight. All you got to do is come on the inside and say, I'm tired of being lost. I'm tired of sitting in darkness and being in the shadow of death. And I want to do something with my sin, because I'm tired of being a sinner. And I want to be saved, and I want to come on the inside, and I want to be saved by Jesus, because I'm tired of being a sinner, and I want to be a saint. And I want to come on the inside because I'm tired of the outside. I want to be saved because I'm tired of being lost. Will you depart this life in Christ, who is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, who is the Son of the living God? See, I know he's good, and I know he can calm the storms of life in Christ. He's the refuge from the storm in Christ. Why don't you come on the inside tonight? Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 1, as I hasten to my conclusion tonight, watch what the Bible says in Romans. Chapter 8 and verse number 1. The Bible said, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are where? In Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Thank God that then now I'm no longer condemned, because I'm in Christ. I have redemption in Christ. I've been delivered. I have salvation in Christ, and all spiritual blessings, oh, are in Christ Jesus. Now that I have received all of these spiritual blessings, now that I have been delivered, now that I'm saved, now I have redemption, now I'm no longer condemned. Now the Bible tells me in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17 that I'm a new creation. I'm a new creature. Don't you want to be new tonight? All you got to do is do what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. See, I know the Bible is right. That's why we turn to the book, the chapter, and the verse, because the word of God is able to save your soul, because the power is not in the man, it's in the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Watch what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. The Bible says, therefore, if anyone, I like what the book says. The book says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. If anyone tonight is willing to get into Christ, he can be or she can be a new creature. Yeah, 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 yeah. Old things are passed away and all things will become new. If you're willing to get in Christ tonight, you will be a new creation. And old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Don't you want some new stuff in your life? Don't you want some spiritual blessings? Don't you want to be saved? Don't you want to be justified and be set aside and sanctified by the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of God, who came to take away the sins of the world? We're talking about Jesus, the Son of God, who is the Savior of the world. He died for you tonight, and he wants to give you eternal life, because eternal life is connected to Christ. And do you know what's in Christ? Everything you need is in Christ Jesus tonight. So if you're listening tonight and you're lost, you can be saved. If you listen tonight, if you're on the outside, you can be on the inside. If you listen tonight and you are a sinner and you want to be a saint, we want you to understand that you are a sinner because of sin, and you can be a saint because of Christ if you're willing to do what the Bible says to do. Watch what the Bible said. We're talking about being in Christ. Well, what's in Christ? That's so good, Brother Mike Ray. We said spiritual blessings, all of them are there. Salvation is there. Redemption is there. You are no longer condemned there, and you are a new creature there. And if you live right and die right, you can one day have eternal life that's offered to those who are faithful until they die. Watch what the Bible says. Let's look and see what's in him. Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 11. Colossians, the book of Colossians. Take your time and find it in the scripture. The book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 11. shall know the Bible is right, and we just need to get right with the Bible. So God is good. Watch what the Bible says. Thank you, Jesus. Watch what the Bible says. In verses number 11 of Colossians chapter 2, the Bible says, in him, in who? In Christ Jesus. The Bible says, in him, in who? Who we're talking about? In Christ. You are also, watch it now, circumcised with the circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Watch what the Bible says. Buried with him. See, you got to be buried with him. We're going to get into that in a few minutes. But you got to be buried with him. Where? In baptism. In which you also were raised with him. See, you got to be raised with him. You got to be buried with him. And you got to rise. Or you got to be raised with him. Through faith in the operation of the working of God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to believe the book, in other words. You got to believe the book who raised him from the dead. Watch what the Bible says. We're talking about what's in him. What's in Christ Jesus. Yeah, everything you need is in him. Look at the Bible in 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 6 as we get ready to close tonight. Yeah. 1 John chapter 2, yeah, and verses number 6. Watch what the Bible said. Watch what the Bible said. I like the Bible because it's good. The Bible said, he who says he abides, well, in him. Wait a minute now. He who says he abides in him, ought himself also walk just as he walked. So everybody that's in Christ ought to walk like Christ, ought to live like Christ, ought to talk like Christ, and ought to strive to be like Christ, to have a mind like Christ. So the Bible says this mind was in Christ Jesus, let it also be in him. Yeah, yeah. That's what the Bible says. God is good. And I want you to know tonight that all of us who abide in him, we watch it now, we ought to walk just as he walked. Yeah. Do you want to walk like Jesus tonight? Do you want to talk like Jesus? Do you want to let that mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus? You can have it tonight if you're willing to do what the Bible said. I got a couple of more scriptures for you. Let's go to John chapter 3 and verse number 15 as I get ready to give you the gospel tonight. The book of John, chapter 3 and verse number 15. A very familiar, I know everybody's familiar with this one. John, the book of John, take your time. Chapter 3 and the verse is number 15. Watch what the Bible says. Watch it now. Stay with me. We're going to read it slow. See, one thing about us people, we got to take our time because when you read it slow, you can grow and you can learn more. Let me say it again. When you take your time and read it slow, you can grow and you can learn more. Quit running over the scripture and take your time with it. Watch what the Bible says in John 3 and verse number 15. The Bible says, and whoever believes in him, watch it now, should not perish but have everlasting life. Wait a minute. What's in him? Everlasting life. I told you that earlier. The Bible says, let me read it again, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's keep going. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe well in him. I told you, it's all about being in him. Everything you need is in him. He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Watch what the Bible says in verse number 17. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. Watch it now. But that the world through him might be saved. Wait a minute. The Bible said God sent that the world might be saved through Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who came to take away the sins of the world, who is the Son of the living God. Oh, I thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to know what's in your Son. Watch what the Bible says in Ephesians. Last scripture before I give you the gospel. Ephesians. Chapter 1 and verse number 13. I want to give you some scriptures to go back and examine and look over for yourself. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 13. Watch what the Bible says. The Bible says, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Yeah, in him you also trusted after you heard what? The gospel, the word of truth. See, you got this something about this gospel. This gospel, the Bible says, is the gospel. Do you know what it is? If you don't know what it is, we need to help you to understand the gospel plan so you can make your transition from being lost and being outside and being a sinner because of sin, where you can get in and be saved and come on the inside and be a saint because of Christ. See, the gospel is full. It is free deliverance from sin. Yeah. The gospel has two phrases. Faith. Yeah. To the unsaved, Christ died for me. John 3:16. Acts 16:30-31. Yeah. And to the saved, I died in Christ. Romans 6:2-10. In Romans 6:11. Let me say it again. That the gospel has two phrases. Yeah. To the unsaved, Christ died for me. John 3:16. We just read that. In Acts 16:30-31. When you get a little time, go over there and read it. To the saved, I died in Christ. Romans 6:2-10. And Romans 6:11. See, I know God is good. And I want you to understand as we talk about this gospel, that the Bible says in Ephesians 1:13, in him you also trusted. After you heard the word of truth, the gospel. Well, Brother Mike Ray, what is this gospel? Well, the Bible tells me in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, that it's none other than the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible teaches. Now, that's according to the truth. Now, it's not according to men's tradition, but that's according to the truth, the word of God, the Bible. The Bible says Jesus died, and he was buried, and he rose again. And that's according to the Bible. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Now, let me tell you what you need to do. Because Christ died for your sin, you need to die to your sin. Christ was buried in a literal tomb, and you are buried in a watery grave of baptism. Christ was raised on the third day according to the scripture, and you will rise the same day to walk in newness of life, and you will become a new creature according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Well, Brother Mike Ray, well, how do I get into Christ? How do I come from the outside and get on the inside? How do I get into Christ? Well, the Bible says in Galatians 3:27, that you must be baptized into Christ. Let's go over there and read that. How do you get in, Brother Mike Ray? The Bible says you must be baptized into Christ. Do you want to get in Christ tonight? Yeah. Do you want to get into Christ? Watch what the Bible says. We're finna close right here, but I got to close with this last scripture because we need to hear what the Bible says. Watch what the Bible says. Galatians, stay with me now. 3:27. The Bible says, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. See, you have to be baptized into Christ. In other words, you're baptized into the water. And when in the water, you can't see the blood, but there's some blood that's in the water by faith. Because the Bible says in Revelation 1:5, that Jesus loved us and he washed us from our sins in his own blood. So you're going to contact the blood of Jesus Christ and it'll wash away all your sins in that water. And then you can pray to God. You will be saved and you'll be on the inside and you will be a saint and he'll call you a Christian because of Christ. The Son of God, the Lamb of God, who came to take away the sins of the world. The Bible says in Acts 22:16, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, calling on the name of the Lord. See, we know that the Bible is right tonight. You have heard the gospel. Do you believe the gospel? Are you willing to repent of your sin? Are you willing to confess Jesus to be the Son of God? Are you willing to be baptized in a watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins? I told you, when you go down in the water, you're going to meet the blood by faith, and the blood of Jesus Christ will wash all of your sins away. And now you will be saved on the inside, and you will be a saint because of Christ, the Lamb of God, who came to take away the sins of the world. As you look, can you see Jesus? Can you see him hanging on an old rugged cross? He hung there 6 long hours. He was beat up, they slapped him, they spit in his face. They put a crown of thorns on his head. Can you see him, his arms stretched out? Can you see the Roman soldier taking those stakes and netting it in his hand and netting it in his feet? Can you see the soldier taking a spear and sticking him in the side? Because the Bible says in John chapter 19 and verse number 34 that a soldier took a spear and stuck him in the side, and out came blood and water. And that same blood and water will wash your sins away, and you will be a child of God. You will be a Christian. You can pray to God. You will be a saint, and you will be a saved, and you will be on the inside because you obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to ask a question tonight as we close. Will you depart this life in Christ? Will you depart this life in Christ? You have a choice tonight as I close. You can continue to stay lost, or you can be saved. You can continue to stay on the outside, or you can come on the inside. You can continue to be a sinner because of sin, or you can be a saint because of Christ. All you got to do is obey this gospel that you heard, and all you got to do is do what Christ did. You got to die to your sin because he died for your sin. You got to be buried in a water grave of baptism because he was buried in a literal tomb. He rose on the third day according to Scripture, and we'll bring you right out of the water the same day to walk in newness of life. This lesson is yours. I have been long enough, but I hope you understand. Do you know what's in Christ? All spiritual blessings, salvation, redemption. You're no longer condemned. You can be a new creature. And if you live faithful until the death as a Christian, as a saint, you can have one day eternal life. The lesson is yours. The gospel is calling you. Will you come tonight as I get ready to turn back over to my brother? He's going to tell you what you do if you want to be saved tonight. He's going to point you in the right direction. But I thank you for your time. I thank you for your listening. And I pray to God that you make the right choice concerning your soul. Thank you so much for tuning in.